The deadline to use up $230,000 to make Picture Point into a picture-perfect park is looming. That money is coming from a National Scenic Byways grant and matched borough funds, with a planned pavilion, trails, and fire pits on the hook for completion by December 31st. Some decisions were made this week on the details, but others are still up in the air. I took a short drive out to Picture Point this week to see how progress was coming along. I'm standing here at the southern pullout at Picture Point. That's the one closest to town. It's got a really nice view of the town, the fort. It's a little rainy and foggy today, but you could see why this is such a nice spot. And here at the southern pullout in the northern corner, you can see the beginnings of a pavilion, and that'll be a spot where people can sit out of the weather and have a little cookout. And the bigger question now is, will it all be done in time?
It is a scramble. There's been a lot of back and forth on this.
That was Brad Ryan, the Borough Public Facilities Director. He's the fifth person to take on this project in 4 years. Ryan met with the Picture Point Committee on Tuesday morning to iron out a few particulars. For example, they decided the pavilion will be built out of rough-cut spruce, and a cedar bridge will help folks cross a small creek between the north and south pullout. There's still the question of the fire pit. Barbecue pits like the ones at Clinkett Park have already been purchased, but there's talk of a larger fire pit or fireplace closer to or in the pavilion so people can cook out and stay warm if the weather's bad. Here's Ryan talking to committee members.
So we also put out a design build for a masonry fireplace, because I'd heard masonry, maybe fire pit, fireplace. It doesn't much matter when you start talking masonry. And this time of year, the only person that's licensed as a contractor that would do this in town, was interested, showed any interest, was Jim Stanford. And he gave me a bid of $20,000 to $24,000.
Stanford told Ryan that he couldn't commit to making the stone structure before the deadline, however, because there are too many weather variables. And it wasn't really the $24,000 price tag that made the committee members balk, but the extravagant design.
This is way more than I had envisioned, something like this.
Yeah. I was thinking just like a hole where you put wood and it burns and it goes up.
And you could maybe cook over the fire, or...
You could roast marshmallows.
Yeah, this is too fancy for the pavilion. Yeah. I mean, this is gorgeous. It would look lovely in Atlanta.
Well, I think we should go back to how even our original design was for the Picture Point. Like, this is what it could be, but we can scale it down.
Those were committee members Judy Heinmiller and Barbara Mulford. They agreed to do a little research to see if they could find a simpler design. But Ryan reminded them they need to make it quick. Ryan said they plan on getting the bulk of the work done by the deadline, but will apply for an extension in case the weather or anything else holds back progress. But extra time is not guaranteed. Leslie Ross is the borough's tourism director. She said the grant process for both the wayside money and the $500,000 land acquisition grant began in 2011. The larger sum was used to buy the land and put in the gravel parking areas, and the $230,000 of federal and borough money is being used for everything from construction to garbage cans and picnic tables. Ross says there's a good chance there'll be excess money at the end. The plan now is functional and aesthetically pleasing, but it's far from the original elaborate design.
The overall plan that they came up with is gorgeous. It was probably running like a $2 million plan originally, and so we've had to scope it down and just try to get a nice park out of it, which I think we're doing.
A welcome sign hung between two totem poles, along with some interpretive signs, will go up along with the shelter, stairs, and barbecues. The foundation for the pavilion is set to be poured any day now, and the construction will get underway soon after that. Ross and Ryan agreed that raising the structure is the light at the end of the tunnel. Ross said, after 4 years of the project changing hands and designs, everyone involved is just ready to get it finished. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.